101.3 ESPN, 101.3ESPN.com. Day three here at Radio Row, Super Bowl 51. Everybody pumped. Patriots looking for their fifth Super Bowl under Brady and Belichick. And joining us to break down the action and much more is the lead NFL analyst at Bleacher Report and the former NFL quarterback. It is Chris Sims. Chris, how you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Thanks for having me.
Well, we appreciate you being here as well. What is your experience like at Radio Row? Is it what you expected? Is it bigger than you thought?
Well, I've been onto a lot of Super Bowls. So, you know, when your dad is a quarterback in the NFL for 15 years, this is not my first rodeo. I was actually just telling my guy here, Paul Kaplan from Bleacher Report, that it's not as crazy as last year. I know last year in San Francisco, I felt like Media Row was out of control. But still, it's a spectacle. It's cool. It's the Super Bowl, and I'm excited.
The food is better than San Francisco, I tell you that.
I haven't got in there yet, fat boy, so I'm not sure yet. But I'll get there eventually. I'm starving, actually, right now, so I'm going there later this afternoon.
The food is great, and the food is free. Let's talk about the quarterback battle in this game, because obviously Tom Brady might be the greatest of all time. Matt Ryan's probably the MVP. What makes each of these guys so good?
Wow. I mean, it's a long list. I mean, Tom Brady, I mean, to what he's doing at the age of 39, you know, his inventory of offense, being in the same offense for 17 years or however many years it's been, and then the way he's throwing the football at 39, I mean, I would say Tom Brady is a better quarterback now than he was in 2012, 2013. That's the impressive thing. He wasn't a good down the field thrower during that time. He's one of the worst in football. Now he's one of the best in football at throwing the ball down the field. But regardless, I think it's work ethic, it's talent, it's all those things. Matt Ryan, the same thing. Just another guy that is, you know, I call them slam dunk NFL throwers. If there's an open receiver, they hit it, they throw it right where they need to. They're good decision makers. And both of them are better with their legs than people give them credit for. Brady's great at sliding in the pocket. Matt Ryan, you saw in the NFC Championship game, had like a 20-yard touchdown run. So they just got the whole game, and of course they love the game and work at it.
Both of these guys are great at controlling the line of scrimmage, audible calls, getting people in motion. How difficult is that as a quarterback to run the line of scrimmage like they do?
Well, for those guys, it's nothing. I mean, first of all, the best thing, or one of the best things they both got going for them, is they have Kyle Shanahan and Josh McDaniels are both, if not the top two offensive coordinators in football, they're definitely in the top five discussion, that's for sure. For my money, they're the top two play callers, play designers in the game altogether. They're taught very well what to get to. And, of course, they study and work at it, and they understand defenses, and they understand where their offense can be successful against certain defensive looks. And, of course, they do a great job at the line of scrimmage, making sure everybody's on the same page and getting that done.
Chris Hogan was the X factor for the Patriots in the AFC Championship game. And I'm going with the running backs as being the X factors in these games, especially out of the backfield.
Yeah.
I think Deion Lewis is going to be a big factor for the Patriots. Do you see him being that X factor, maybe James White too?
I certainly do. I mean, first of all, you got to look at the Seattle game a few years ago, right, in the Super Bowl. How big of a role did Shane Vereen play in that game? The underneath throwing. This is Seattle Southeast, the Atlanta defense. But Dan Quinn was the defensive coordinator for the Seattle Seahawks, so I would imagine they're going to attack it the same way, except this Atlanta defense isn't as good as that Seattle defense we saw a few years ago, and I would say this New England team is better than that team that beat the Seattle Seahawks in the Super Bowl. So I don't envision Atlanta stopping New England at any point. I really don't. And then especially when you add this into the conversation, Keanu Neal, Deion Jones, Devondre Campbell, those are the three inside guys, Keanu Neal being a safety for that defense. But those three guys are rookies, and are they going to be able to match the tempo, the personnel sets, the audibles like you talked about at the line of scrimmage? I think that's where it's going to get really tough for the Atlanta defense. And, yeah, Deion Lewis would be certainly a guy, and I still think Edelman and Hogan will have a huge role as well.
Chris Sims, former NFL quarterback, now at Bleacher Report, the lead NFL analyst here with us on Radio Row. It's Super Bowl 51, 101.3 ESPN and 101.3ESPN.com. You talked about Josh McDaniels, and look, I didn't play football, so I'm going to ask this, and I ask this question to a lot of people. Does Bill Belichick get too much credit? Because I feel like, doesn't Brady's success, a lot of it come from quarterback coaches, offensive coordinators? I mean, how much is he actually working with Belichick?
More than you would think. Bill Belichick is the greatest coach in the history of football. It's not close from my eyes. I worked up in New England for 15, 16 months and got to see it firsthand. I mean, Bill is, he's one of the few guys that can coach just about every position on the field. He's truly studied it. He's listened to people who know the intricacies at each position. They won Super Bowls, three Super Bowls without Josh McDaniels calling the plays too. So I just look at Bill, and yes, Josh deserves a lot of credit, but Bill's the guy at the end of the day that goes, you know, I don't think that's the smartest approach. I think this would be better this week or whatever else. He's making all or calling all the shots there. So maybe does it get a little overdone sometimes? We talk about Belichick so much. Hey, certainly I get it, but man, I don't know if you can really say enough about a guy. He could literally be the best offensive coordinator in football and be the best defensive coordinator in football if he wanted to be.
Your guess is as good as mine as to what the Patriots are going to do offensively, because LeGarrette Blount had 1,000 yards and 18 touchdowns, and he had 8 carries in the first game of the playoffs. I have no idea if they're going to try to establish him and milk the clock to keep Atlanta on the sideline. I have no idea if they're going to come out and throw it 55 times.
Right.
What do you think they're going to do?
I think they're going to come out throwing. I think that would be the smart thing. Listen, I look at it and go, hey, it's the New England Patriots. Put the ball in Tom Brady's hands. We've seen what he can do against this defense, like we talked about against the Seahawks in the Super Bowl a few years ago. I would do that. Spread Atlanta out. And then as the game goes on, you can start to implement the run. I do think LeGarrette Blount can have a big role in this game running the football. This is a good offensive line by the Patriots. It's a small defensive front for the Atlanta Falcons. And LeGarrette Blount, I don't think people really realize how big. LeGarrette Blount is bigger than everybody on the Atlanta Falcons defense, except for the two defensive tackles. Everybody else, the defensive ends, he's bigger than Vic Beasley. He's bigger than Dwight Freeney. I think in the fourth quarter, if they have a lead, they're going to wear them out with LeGarrette Blount.
If you're the Patriots defense, are you doubling Julio Jones and trying to take him away and then knowing you leave everything open underneath? Are you playing one-on-one to try to cover everybody and then Julio Jones might get 11 for 200? How do you attack Julio Jones?
Yeah, I don't think you can double him all game long. I think like you always hear with like when Gronkowski's on fire for the New England Patriots. Teams always go, well, we're going to try to stop Gronkowski. We're going to double him. And then you look up at the end of the game and you go, wow, Gronk's got 7 catches for 110 yards. They didn't double anything. They didn't double crap. He doubled them. That's what happened. I think this is similar because I just think the offensive mind of Kyle Shanahan, he does such a great job of moving Julio around. It's hard to double him because that's not their only trick they got in the playbook is Julio Jones. They are a complete offense. They can run the football. And I think they'll pick their spots to double him. I think they're going to put Malcolm Butler on him a lot. But in 3rd and 9, those are the situations you'll see double. But 1st and 10, I don't think he's going to be doubled every play. And Bill's usually the type of guy that will double a player every play when he says it. But I think it'll be too hard with the movement and all the different areas Julio Jones lines up in.
Chris Sims, we'll get you out of here on this. What was it like for you growing up to be the son of Phil Sims? I mean, was it great because you got a lot of perks and you got to go a lot of places? Was it tough to try to form your own identity? A little bit of both?
Yeah, a little bit of both, I think, to be fair. I'm certainly not going to complain about my childhood. I was afforded a lot of great luxuries because of my dad's career, certainly. A lot of great experiences. I mean, I got to watch my dad play in the Super Bowl. I've gotten to go to a lot of other Super Bowls because of that. But yes, certainly the expectations are there. I think people sometimes think with pro athlete sons, like they give us a special pill and we just become professional athletes too. Like, no, I worked really hard at it. Certainly had, you know, when you wake up as a 10-year-old kid and the New York Post says like Sims sucks or something like that, that's not always the easiest thing to walk into 4th or 5th grade school and have that with kids making comments and being punks. But at the end of the day, it was a lot more good than bad, and I wouldn't trade my life for anything.
Chris Sims, he is now the lead NFL analyst at Bleacher Report and a former NFL quarterback joining us from Radio Row. Chris, thanks a lot for the time.
Anytime, buddy. Thanks.